Welcome to the Healthy Church Growth Show podcast. This show is for leaders in the church and their teams. If you're looking for strategies, ideas, and insights on growing a healthier, sustainable church, then you're in the right place. Every Monday, my guests and I discuss topics such as leadership, discipleship, evangelism, church planting, and so much more. The podcast will provide you with practical takeaways you can use for a healthier church. I'm Minister Madge Obaseki, your host. I'm the CEO of Grow the Church Now, a church consultant, advanced trainer and facilitator, and author. I help churches identify retention and growth solutions. I'm also honored to be the host of this podcast. Welcome to episode 50 of the Healthy Church Growth Show. And this is another landmark. After celebrating our 40th anniversary in March, we quickly followed that with the first year of me hosting this podcast. And now we're at 50. I am very grateful. And actually, there are more than 50 episodes because there are some bonus episodes as well. I appreciate all of you who followed this podcast from the start and anyone who's just discovered it. Now, this week, I'm going to outline the next stage of the format for this podcast. So in episode 51, you'll hear my conversation with Chris Starron and his journey from Pharisee to Fisher of Men. Now, in modern terms, a Pharisee is someone who is hypercritical and perhaps puts rules and regulations over relationships and humanity. I've done some research, and also recent research will bear out the fact that the attitude of a Pharisee could influence people's decisions to stay in the church. So it's an important episode if you want to know how to deal with church retention problems. In future episodes, I myself will be covering some practical subjects around engagement for staff, volunteers, and for congregants in general. So look out for those. And interspersed with that, I'll be talking to Anne Livingstone about her journey from New Age to Child of God. Now, that episode would be very useful to you if you found that people have been visiting your online services, especially in the last year, with little or no faith, who've possibly dabbled with New Age practices and perhaps are confused. There are fascinating insights from Anne. You really don't want to miss that episode. You'll also hear myself and Andy Frost from Share Jesus International talk us through some simple steps we can do to kickstart evangelism in our local churches. And I'll be talking to Elder Connell and Rhonda Hollis, who are relationship experts who work with churches to integrate this ministry, the ministry of marriage and relationships. It's an area I think is severely overlooked in some parts of the church, but is our first ministry after all. So look out for that in the coming weeks and months. Thank you so much for joining me. I could not do this show without your support. And if you're enjoying this show, please consider sharing it with a fellow minister, pastor, clergy, or church leader. And if you can, visit iTunes or Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. Thanks a lot for joining me, and I will see you next week for episode 51 when I'll be speaking to Chris Starron. God bless. Thank you for listening to the Healthy Church Growth Show. If you found this beneficial, do make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a future episode. Don't forget, join me and my guests every Monday for another practical episode of the Healthy Church Growth Show podcast.